From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Afghanistan, the national election is just over 2 weeks away. Yesterday, the first of more than 1,000 U.S. reinforcement troops arrived there to help protect the democratic process. Interim President Hamid Karzai is the favorite there, amid 18 candidates. Reporter Rachel Martin in Kabul has more on how Karzai is balancing his role of president and candidate.
On a recent afternoon, dozens of volunteers gathered at Karzai's new campaign headquarters in downtown Kabul. The volunteer coordinator counted out big cardboard boxes filled with 100,000 campaign posters, then divvied them up between volunteer groups, who then drove them out to provinces around the country. Along with the posters, the volunteers are to hand out bags of campaign buttons and white and green baseball caps, all sporting Karzai's picture and the words, "Your country, your vote, your leader." Sardar Roshan is a former Afghan diplomat now helping run Karzai's campaign. He says just because Hamid Karzai has strong international support doesn't mean he's taking the election for granted.
There were some rumors, you know, spreading here and there that Karzai does not need the people's vote and Karzai is too arrogant, or United Nations will be putting a lot of bullets in Karzai's box. But, you know, that's not true.
He says Karzai's campaign is as much about getting out the vote as it is about promoting Karzai. But even Karzai himself admits that campaigning is not high on his priority list.
I have to do my job first. I have a job to do, I'm paid for, and I'll be inaugurating roads and things, so no time for campaigning.
Security issues prevent Karzai from meeting and greeting voters like candidates in the West. Just last week, on a campaign trip to Gardez, militants fired a rocket at the president's helicopter, and he was forced to abandon the appearance. There is violence in Afghanistan almost every day that threatens the elections. Karzai has made the disarmament of the country's many militias a hallmark of his presidency and his campaign.
There is no way for Afghanistan but disarmament. If Afghanistan wants to be a nation state with institutions of government and state, it has to disarm, it has to have an army that is under the control of the state.
Disarming the private militias in Afghanistan is just one of the many problems President Karzai faces. Taliban and the Islamist rebel group Hizb-e-Islami have launched several attacks in the past month and have threatened more violence to undermine the elections. Andrew Wilder is a director of the Afghan Research and Evaluation Unit, an independent watchdog group in Kabul. He says Afghanistan is still very much a conflict zone, and holding elections now is a big mistake.
The Afghan public weren't demanding it. It was very much an externally imposed agenda. It was also an agenda that President Karzai himself was pushing because he thought he could win the election, and what politician doesn't want to have an election that they think they can win?
Some of the presidential candidates have already threatened to drop out of the race in protest because they think Karzai has an unfair advantage. And experts say there's a chance that security concerns might keep Afghans home on voting day, potentially undermining the legitimacy of the election. Whatever the pragmatic challenges of orchestrating a democratic election in Afghanistan, it still comes down to winning votes. Fatima Nayeme is a member of the Hazara ethnic minority group from the central province of Dikundi. She and hundreds of other Hazaras recently paid a visit to President Karzai. Standing under a grove of sycamore trees in front of the presidential palace, Nayeme says Karzai has done some good things for Afghanistan, including giving women more roles in government and more rights under the constitution. But when asked if she'll vote for him next month, she says she hasn't made up her mind yet. Karzai already has strong backing from the U.S. and the rest of the international community. Now he has 3 weeks to convince Nayeme and the rest of the Afghan people that he's the best man for the job. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Martin in Kabul.